Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Sharon McLaughlin. Sharon is a plastic surgeon who ended up burned out. She was a total people pleaser who could not set up boundaries and then created a network of over 10,000 women physicians where they network and share about growing their businesses. Most recently, she published a book called Thriving After Burnout. Sharon is going to share a bit about confidence in action. Sharon, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me. When it comes to confidence, it really has to come from within. And so we say to ourselves, what helps with confidence? It is truly surrounding yourself with other people and people that are moving, that are supporting you. So if you look at your network, who are you surrounding yourself with? It should be people who are supporting you. And if they're not, either you can think about decreasing your time with them or looking to another network. I myself was going through that. It's not that people weren't supporting me. It's just that they didn't understand. I was a physician, burnt out. I really wanted to just try different businesses. And this was against society norms, right? I had gone to medical school and residency, and why would you do something different? Mm-hmm. Well, their life is not my life, right? And we each have a life to live, a path to walk on, I always say. So make sure you get out there and you find the people. And if you don't know where they are, start looking. Facebook groups are a great place, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just use social media right from your bedroom, right from your bed. It doesn't really matter. Just get on there and start looking for people. You could search hashtags and find them. And then reach out to them. The most that anybody could ever say is no. So if you want to go someplace and you're not there yet, chances are whatever we know right now is not going to get us to where we're going. So then you need help. And it could be using Anna's business. It could just be reaching out and asking for help. It just starts there. The most anybody could ever say is no. So use people like Anna with her business to help you along. Nobody can do this alone. Well, you could do it alone, but it's going to take you a lot longer. So myself, I created the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It is a place for women physicians to come and share about their business issues, right? Like we all have a hard time growing and we get stuck and there's obstacles. And so when you find a network or you can create a network, ask for help. That's it. And that's what my group is all about. And the idea of Thriving After Burnout came because there were so many of us who were burnt out and we wanted to share our stories. The stories kept coming up and I said, let's compile a book together. So that may be something you want to do too. Get a group of people together, do a summit, do a book, do what is going to move the needle forward for you and get your name out there.
Sharon, thank you so much. And this, okay, so this is like a globe to my hand. My mother language is Spanish, so I just directly translated it to English and hopefully it gets the message through. Because I'm going to share this with you. I today did not wake up in the greatest of moods. I woke up in a kind of a dark place. But because of what you said, I too have this network of people who are there for me to support me. And because of that, I was able to work through whatever I was feeling and just tackle the day. And what you say is very important. We cannot, like, yes, we can be alone, but everybody needs a little bit of everybody. So thank you so, so much for sharing this, Sharon. I'm going to ask you again, who do you serve? And how can those people find you?
Yeah. I serve women who are lacking confidence. To me, it has held me back so much in my career that this is my mission now. I work primarily with women physicians in the Facebook group, but outside, like on Instagram, and where I'm actually in the process of creating a book right now, writing a book. You can find me at Sharon McLaughlin, MD, most social media channels, whether it's TikTok or Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. So reach out. I'd love to talk to you. But do not hold back. You have one life to live, and go and get it and enjoy the path.
Such a great message. Thank you so much to our guest, Sharon McLaughlin, for coming on and sharing her story about having confidence. If you've got a biz above your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us in Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz up a day keeps it burning away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factorone.io and let's see if we can get slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to Biz Habs. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhabs.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.